Josef Goudelka does not communicate with the media much, preferring to let his wonderful photography do the talking. But recently, the 83-year-old spoke at the Arts Ministry in Prague, and Ian Willoughby was there.
Earlier this year, 30 large wooden crates were transported from Paris to Prague's Museum of Decorative Arts. They contained many of the most important works by the great photographer Josef Goudelka, who left Czechoslovakia for exile half a century ago. Goudelka, born in 1938, made a global impact with his stunning black and white shots of the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia in 1968, though they were initially credited to P.P., Prague photographer, to protect his identity. Goudelka's initial donation to the Czech Republic contains nearly 2,000 works. The vast majority of these will remain at the Museum of Decorative Arts, with the rest going to Prague's National Museum and the Moravian Gallery in Brno, which are also state institutions. The valuable donation follows a decade and a half of discussions and was delayed further by the COVID situation. While in Prague in September for the formal handover, the photographer, wearing his trademark military surplus-style green shirt, spoke at the Ministry of Culture in Malastrana. Goudelka, now aged 83, said he'd recently been taking an unprecedented delve into his extensive archives.
I am at an age where I know that my years are limited and I'm doing my best to complete all of the things that are important. I used to think that once I was no longer here, nobody would be able to touch the stuff that I did. I now realize that I have 30,000 contact sheets, stuff that I photographed over the course of 50 years. Understandably, it's not just a document of what I've photographed, but a document of the entire era.
The photographer, a longtime member of Magnum, one of the world's most celebrated photographic agencies, hinted that the works handed over were only the beginning. The Museum of Decorative Arts can likely look forward to further such donations from the Josef Goudelka Foundation in future.
I think that all the documentation and the negatives are the most important part of that should come to the museum. Naturally, this depends on the museum handling the negatives correctly. At present, it's not the best in this regard. If you go to any museum in the world, you have to go through three sets of doors with the temperature lower behind each one. That hasn't been set up here yet, unfortunately. But we will discuss things that should be done in the future. At present, my contact sheets are in Paris. I expect that they should come to Prague within 2 years. Along with the negatives, my contact sheets should also arrive.
One of his more recent projects, the exhibition Ruins, is also ultimately destined for the Czech capital.
I have visited all the countries around the Mediterranean Sea at least twice and visited more than 200 of the most important archaeological sites. The result of this is a large exhibition that began in Paris and continued on to Rome. There is talk of it going to Athens next year. It is clear that once the exhibition's wanderings end, it will come here to you. That donation comprises 43 meter photographs and 120 of around 1 meter 20, so it requires a certain amount of space as well as care.
Goudelka said being grounded by the COVID situation had led him to undertake the kind of work that would be hard for others to accomplish in the future.
While I'm still alive, I'm doing my best to go through the 30,000 contact sheets to find out what is there. Because when I'm no longer here, nobody else will go through them like that. I could do a book about Czechoslovakia from the time when I started taking photographs, May Day and stuff like that. The most important thing for me has always been taking photographs. Looking after what I have has been secondary. Only now that I can't photograph so much because I can't travel, am I trying to sort out and group these materials.
After leaving his native country at the start of the 1970s, the photographer lived for the best part of a decade in the UK. He then moved to Paris and eventually obtained French citizenship. But as he tells it, he's been constantly on the move over the decades.
Over the course of those 50 years, I realized I have never spent more than 4 months in any one country. Another rule of mine was that every year I spent at least 40 nights sleeping in the open. It was very important to me to be in contact with nature. Also, when I emigrated, I had no other possibility. I had no money and couldn't speak any languages, but I wanted to see the world.
Koudelka has tended to travel light and to live frugally, sometimes to the consternation of others.
One time I met a Czech photographer who was taking photographs in the same place that I was. At that time I was squatting in an old building. I invited him there so that he could save money. I also invited him for breakfast every day, though I could never afford cafes. And when we were saying goodbye, he said, "Josef, you really shouldn't live this way."
The octogenarian said, however, that he'd benefited artistically from never having been motivated by money, and referred to the great French photographer who had championed his work.
I have had the great fortune to have never had to work for anybody. I never did fashion, I never did reportage. I'm grateful to many people who helped me. For instance, speaking of reportage, I could mention Cartier-Bresson. Naturally, he was an excellent photographer. When he got into Magnum, he suddenly discovered photojournalism, and that ended his first most interesting period, the period of discovery and greatest enthusiasm. A danger of getting into Magnum was that you could go anywhere and be well paid, but the limitations that I had were extremely important.
Despite living out of a rucksack for much of the last half century, Koudelka did manage to keep a series of diaries, along with another book dedicated to him. Some of these are destined for publication.
When I travelled, I made various notes, in which my life is quite glossed. What's interesting is that it's very authentic. We're preparing to publish a book that will simply be entitled Diaries. Somebody else, an American writer, has been preparing a biography of me for 3 years. It's from an entirely different perspective.
Getting back to the extraordinary work that makes him one of the very greatest Czech photographers of all time, the 83-year-old gave a short explanation of his approach.
I do my best to make sure my photographs don't evoke any emotions in me. For me, it's important that I be able to look at my photographs as a printed piece of paper and judge the quality alone, nothing else. Photographers take pictures with emotion, but sometimes those emotions don't make it into the paper.
He has always been happiest, Josef Koudelka said, when he could just pick up his camera and wander.
I don't believe in inspiration. I'm a kind of labourer. For me, it went like this. I like to wake up and go out and discover the world. I would go out and look and photograph whatever interested me, and then take a look at what came out of that.
Josef Koudelka speaking there at a press conference where he announced he is donating his priceless collection of photographs to the Czech state.